How have you spent the last couple of weeks preparing?
I've just been training, guys back home, me, James Dockery, Brandon Harden, Marcus Wheaton, some guys who play on NFL teams. I've just been training with them, been working real hard with them, and just getting ready, to the best of my ability, and, saying bye to the family. It's always hard, but, I'm excited to be here, and I'm ready to start going.
How far behind do you think you are?
I've been studying the playbook. I've been getting after it and working with Coach Perry, off the field. I think just the terminology, it's kind of the same stuff we ran in college. And so I just think just learning the terminology, and I don't think I'm that far behind. I think I'll be able to pick it up pretty fast.
Have you asked
him?
And where?
Inside.
Just a bunch of physicals right now, just, getting just all the paperwork stuff done. And, we're about to do our conditioning test here pretty soon. So that's really what's going on in there right now.
Have you asked any of the Oregon State pros what it's like to go through a training camp to try to get an idea of what to expect?
Yeah, I say it's a grind, and, that's what I've expected. It's going to be a grind. There's going to be days where you're tired, you don't want to get up. But at the end of the day, this is what we love to do. This is what we live for. This is what I've dreamed about my whole entire life, just being here, being able to go through a training camp and be able to compete with, some of the best players in the world. So, I'm excited. I expect, it to be a grind. I expect my body to hurt, but I'm excited to go.
Was it tough not being here during the spring when you knew the rest of the rookies were getting a lot of work and you weren't able to be here?
Yeah, it definitely was. But I think at the end of the day, I was able to get closer to finishing school, and I think that's one of the important things, but at the same time, it was tough, knowing a lot of rookies were here getting better. I felt I was getting better on my own as far as like watching film with, like I said, Coach Perry, and just being able to understand the defense a lot more.
How important were the 2 weeks after you were finished with classes and were able to come out here and work with the coaches?
They were huge. Just being able to come back out here, anytime you can get back out here, it's always big. Being able to see the coaches, see your teammates, and just work with the guys, it's always big. So I think, that period was huge. And I think these last 2 weeks was huge for me, just, training and just getting better. And like I said, to keep studying the playbook.
Chip has stressed the competition through all levels of the roster. What's your take on the competition coming here into your first training camp?
There's always going to be competition anywhere you go. You gotta fight and you gotta earn a spot, for a roster, and that's what I've expected coming in. And I think that's just the mindset I have, is nothing's guaranteed right now. I'm not even on the team really yet until I earn that respect from the coaches and that respect from my teammates. And so I just got to go out there and play like I've played my whole life and just go out there and compete. And at the end of the day, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I'm just excited to be here and ready to compete.
Jordan, you guys open up in exactly 7 weeks from today. Can you kind of put that into perspective? It's pretty close, isn't it?
I'm worried about practice. I'm worried about the next practice that we have. I don't even know who we play first this season. I know our first, preseason game is against the Patriots. That's about all I know, August 9th. But right now I'm just ready and excited to go out and practice and show what the coaches I have to do.
While you were away from OTAs, were you keeping in touch with the coaches? Were you able to, kind of keep up with what they were doing?
Yeah, I mean, I was Skyping with I was Skyping with the coach, and I was talking a lot with Earl, just asking him questions, asking Coach Levitt questions. He was always Skyping me every Thursday, and we would just go over the plays and help me understand a lot more. So I was definitely doing a lot of that.